Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I also want to be able to talk about, because we're talking about, a big question is, you know, are we being organized, or is America being organized? Is the world being organized? If so, for what and by who? And we're reading from and learning from a book that we were led to by the Lord in regards to Rules for Radicals, written by Saul Alinsky, that we found out our president taught for 4 years before he was president, that Hillary Clinton wrote a thesis on the university, a sealed thesis. You know, we're not going to go into details. You can find out more on the VFN Torch, because we connected all these segments. You can listen to them one after the other. It's going to encourage you, because what we're finding out, what we're being revealed to us, is these are just Lucifer tactics that have been used since Satan, Lucifer used them in heaven against God.
Sure.
And they're pretty standard stuff. But if you're not wise to them, you will actually give in to them and be organized by them and be led to proverbial ghettos, proverbial trains, proverbial camps, proverbial showers, proverbial ovens, and proverbial mass graves. I mean, you have to pay attention, because God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So when you think about right now, CBN News is reporting about can you pull that up in regards to what's taking place with the
anti-faith?
Yeah, the anti-faith sentiment that's taking place, and this is just all part of it. It's all part of the tactics that we've been talking about. And we're going to be talking about probably tomorrow on the 11th tactic of the 13. But you got to see this particular tactic. I mean, you got to see this particular report from CBN News as we're going in and beginning to talk about it, because I'm going to talk about Saul Alinsky. Okay, here we go. I want you to be able to hear this.
The advocates say cases of hostility against religion are growing in America. In tonight's Focus Report, Paul Strand speaks with some of the people who've personally experienced antagonism against their religious beliefs.
Unveiled at this weekend's Values Voter Summit, the new survey from the Family Research Council and Liberty Institute shows a frightening trend. Last year's survey documented 600 cases of religious hostility, and this year...
This survey that we're releasing right now is almost 1,200. So we've almost doubled in just 1 year.
One such case, college student Audrey Jarvis, who wears a cross, well, religiously, was asked twice to take it off or at least hide it at a student orientation.
My supervisor came up to me out of nowhere and asked me to remove my cross necklace because he thought that it would be offensive to incoming freshmen.
Jarvis received an apology from her college, but couldn't forget how hurtful the man was who found her cross so objectionable.
I think he was just kind of ignorant to the fact that his words could offend me in attempting to not offend somebody else.
Air Force Senior Master Sergeant Philip Monk says he got in trouble with his lesbian commanding officer when she ordered him to answer how he felt about gay marriage.
This is about religious freedom, because I expressly stated that I had a religious conviction that wouldn't allow me to answer the question the way it was posed to me.
Craig James was 1 hour into a new job as a Fox sports analyst when he was booted off the air. James and Liberty Institute insist it was because a top network manager disapproved of a statement James made about gay marriage 15 months before in a political debate.
They knew who I was, what I stood for, and I'm being punished. I was fired for my religious beliefs. This is not about me. It's not about Craig James. This is about an American who had a job that someone came back, a big corporation, and said, hey, we can't allow you on our network because of your belief and definition of what marriage is.
With some 1,200 cases like these documented in the new religious hostility survey, Mateer says he's frightened for his country.
The threats are increasing at a dramatic rate, and this survey demonstrates that.
Matt Staver's Liberty Council also fights for the faithful.
What we're seeing is, instead of religious liberty being protected as it is affirmed by the First Amendment, people of faith, particularly Christians, are now finding themselves the target of discrimination.
Sergeant Monk says now is when Christians facing hostility must hold steady, mostly for other believers.
They need to see us stand firm in our faith. And when they see that, I think we'll see a turn of events.
Mateer points out when believers fight back, they almost always win. So only by meekly accepting defeat will they let the enemies of religion triumph.
They've stated their objective is to remove God from our public life. Well, if we remain silent, then that's going to happen.
This survey certainly makes for scary reading, because so many groups of Americans are attacked in it. Teachers, students, governments, businesses, senior citizens, all united by the fact that they face religious hostility in an America that seems ever more tolerant of this kind of intolerance. Paul Strand, CBN News, Washington.
Well, we know, we're understanding now that these are just basic, Alinsky tactics. They're basically organizer tactics. But the truth is, what spirit's behind organizing these efforts? Mm-hmm. And they doubled. They're saying, the study's saying they doubled from 2,000 last year to 2,000 this year.
From 600 to 1,200 cases.
600 to 1,200 cases. And the types of religious persecution, which are doctrinal in regards to, you know, hey, if you're going to follow Jesus, this is where you're going to have to renounce these ways and go this way. And it's just confronting those ways. And so we know now this is nothing, but we're just being organized again.
Yeah. You know, Luke Russert's son, Tim Russert's son, Luke Russert, was just interviewed by Brody from CBN, and they were saying the same thing in terms of the media bias as well, that it's so easy to come after anyone. And they did this whole interview based upon the very same thing. So mm-hmm. it seems like it's really, you know, catching
on. It's just, and the thing is, everybody's actually shocked, and it's like, well, it's probably because, you know, 97% of the self-professed Christians in America are not walking wholeheartedly with God. They're walking in darkness. Mm-hmm. But all you got to do is start walking with God and say, okay, God, I'm going to walk with you and I'm going to read your word. And I'm going to walk in your word. You're going to suffer persecution in your marriage, in your family, in your workplace. I mean, it's already going to be happening mm-hmm. in the context of that. We just were able for so long to walk like yesterday we talked about, where people proclaim to be children of the light and children of the darkness. You know, everybody in America thinks they're a Christian.
Right.
They really do. I mean, you know, through surveys and stuff, you know, it's amazing. It's just a 5% or 6% say that they're atheists. Mm-hmm. And, but it's really important to understand that if persecution is new to you, it's because you're watching somebody walk and it's just cranking up a notch. You're finding out this person, Jesus Christ, that you barely committed to is requiring a full proposal. You're going to have to fully commit to him. And it's not unusual. I mean, it's just okay. It's all right. Relax. You said he's the Lord of your life. Mm-hmm. It's time to make him the Lord of your life. It's time to choose today who you're going to serve. And so these are just tactics. These are just typical tactics. And by the way, in America, has not suffered any religious persecution compared to other nations and brothers, even speaking about, you know, Pastor Saeed right now, who's in prison in Iran. But you got to understand that America is a unique nation in the context that God blessed it. And God raised it up as one nation under God.
Mm-hmm.
He raised it up as one nation under God. And if you haven't yet heard America, how we got here and how we stay here, you need to begin to understand that God lifts up a nation and he takes a nation down. Somebody says, well, how come you're comparing apples to oranges, you're comparing apples to oranges instead of apples to apples in regards to a nation who has not had the blessing of God on it. It was not dedicated to God when it was raised up. Mm-hmm. Does not have the same expectations. I mean, look at all the nations that were around Israel and the things that they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But Israel had these high expectations by God because you're my people, so you're going to walk in this way. So they would actually suffer persecution when their neighbor was deep into what they were barely tapping into mm-hmm. because it's different. You're not of this world, that you've been called into to another kingdom. And so it's a battle between kingdoms. It's a battle between kingdoms. And in the context of that, I wanted to talk about this particular, we were talking about Saul Alinsky, but, you know, it's the spirit of Saul. It was there with King Saul. It's been there with Saul Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was there with a particular Pharisee named Saul. And his name was Saul. As a matter of fact, he, in Acts, it talks about in the book of Acts in the Bible, he talks about, first of all, there was Saul the persecutor. Saul the persecutor. And he talks about in Acts chapter 7, the Word of God talks about how the first thing that he was doing when they start mentioning about this particular Saul, he had organized an effort, it appeared, to be able to come and persecute people who were followers of Jesus Christ. To the point where when they went to begin to stone this particular Christian man named Stephen, they were going to stone him because he was a follower of the way. There was an organized effort to stone him. To stone him. When they began to hear him speak about Jesus and the new way and that you could be saved through the blood of Jesus, they covered their ears and they began to scream. They yelled to the top of their lungs and they grabbed this Christian and they drug him out of the town. Listen, these folks that are talking about Islam and saying that That's the only religious spirit around that would do something like that. Mm. This was the religious spirit of the day that the Jews were dragging Christians out of the city, closing their ears and screaming. That's exactly probably what somebody would do who were loyal to Muhammad in the context of that. So they covered their ears. They yelled and they screamed, and they dragged this Christian out by his feet. And all he did was just preach the love of God, and they stoned him with stones. And while they were stoning him, the witnesses that were watching all this, and obviously it was an organized effort, they laid their coats and their clothes at the feet of this man named Saul.
Mm.
Isn't it interesting? He was in the background, all this, but they knew to lay their coats at the feet of the organizer.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And somebody says, well, he wasn't an organizer. Well, look at this. We'll talk a little bit more after this break. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers, because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. Just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us. VFN Radio taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business, or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.